Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And the number one guy, according to 24/7 Sports and Rivals, was Oregon Duck commit Ty Thompson. He joins the show now. Ty, first of all, congratulations on being the people's champ of the Elite 11. How did that feel to come out and perform like that in front of that audience amongst your peers?
Thank you, first of all. It was really just a combination of preparation and hard work and everything that I put in. So it felt amazing to go out there and put on a great show like that, and to go out there and compete with some of the best guys in the nation. Really, really cool guys, really proud of how they competed too. So, but it just felt really good to see all my hard work and preparation pay off.
You were moving up the recruiting rankings on 24/7 Sports and Rivals. You were the highest highest rising recruit in the nation in Rivals rankings earlier this year. So there was some buzz coming in about your stock, about you being a guy to watch. But in a lot of the preview content, I saw Sports Illustrated out of the 20 quarterbacks ranked you 13th coming in. Did you hear any of that? Did any of that bother you where you're like, I'm going in against the best quarterbacks in the country. I believe I'm one of those top guys and I want to go show it. Or were you out there to have fun? What was your mentality coming into that event?
I see all of it. I try not to let any of it faze me. Ranking me 13 coming in kind of just makes me laugh because I know who I am and I know what I can do on the field. I feel like, paying attention to the media isn't something that I've always done. I've kind of stayed in my lane, put my head down and worked hard, got through everything. So that's about it.
For people who don't know, it's a 3-day event. Can you walk people through kind of what your schedule was like, what the main competitive events that you guys competed in were, so people have an understanding of what this camp is?
Yeah, so every day was sun up to sundown football, whether it's meetings or throwing or learning about football or learning about, being a better quarterback, better man, whatever. But the throwing, the workouts and stuff like that. So Monday, we got out, we went through stations, drills and stuff like that with all the different coaches. And that was, a whole lot of fun. And then the second day we had, we split up into two groups of 10 and then we both, all the quarterbacks individually did the pro day circuit thing with all the 20 some odd throws, being scored individually by the coaches and stuff like that. And then the last day was the target challenge, which was a lot of fun. We did that individually as well. So, the whole week was a whole lot of fun for sure.
Did you feel momentum for you? I mean, did you feel like you were in a groove as a quarterback? I know day one, you were listed as number one on 24/7 Sports, number two on Rivals. Then after the next session, I think you were number one on 24/7 and number two on Rivals. So you were right there in the top two those first 2 days. Were you feeling it like I'm in a groove or were you just kind of going out and playing and kind of weren't necessarily aware that you were at that upper tier in terms of your performance?
I really wasn't aware of any of that until after the fact. I knew I had done well. I knew I went on, had a good performance and put on a good show. But I wasn't really aware of how everyone else did and the actual rankings that 24/7 and Rivals were doing. I was just happy with myself, with my performance and stuff like that for the first few days.
There was a little bit of controversy with the MVP award because some people felt other guys could have won it, that potentially you could have won it. Caleb Williams ended up winning it, a five-star quarterback. Just personally, when you go in to compete, I imagine anybody who's an elite athlete wants to win. How did you feel about the MVP award? Did you feel like you had a shot? Did you feel like you earned it? Or did that not really, was that not really a factor? Because for you, it was more about 3 days worth of performance.
I feel like if you go into a competition like this and you're not shooting to win it, you're not shooting to be the MVP, you have the wrong mindset. So, of course, I was going in thinking, you know, I've got to perform, got to ball out so I can have a chance to win this thing. And I'm very proud of myself that I put myself in a position to win it. And I'm also proud of Caleb because, you know, he won it and he did a great job all 3 days. He's done a great job his whole junior season. He's a really good player, and I'm very happy that he got the award. He's a great quarterback, great kid, so nothing bad to say about him.
We're talking to Oregon Ducks quarterback commit Ty Thompson, who was rated number one at the Elite 11 by 24/7 Sports and Rivals this week. It's the best camp in the nation for quarterbacks, and it really can be kind of a launching platform for guys who suddenly kind of hit a whole new stride. And with you being ranked where you were to where you competed this week, there are a lot of people who think you could be the guy that emerges that is a different level or is viewed in a different light. But I think more important than that, how you're viewed, is how much you grow. What's the best individual piece of advice you got from somebody at that Elite 11 camp?
I think the best advice that the coaches had given me was, wasn't even about football. I mean, it was kind of generally about football, but it was about how someone like me, someone from a smaller town in Arizona, a smaller school, how influential I can be in changing the world and changing people's lives. I feel like there's a platform and there's a voice that I have that not a whole lot of people have. And the way the coaches, you know, opened our eyes to that and challenged us to do more outside of football, to be bigger than balls, probably the best advice that I had this whole week.
You talked to me a couple weeks ago and talked about the fact that this recruiting class, especially on the offensive side of the ball for Oregon, might be the best class in the nation. Like 3 days later, Steve Wiltfond, who's the director of recruiting at 24/7, said the same thing. Oregon might end up, if you just take offensive prospects, might end up having the number one recruiting class in the nation on the offensive side of the ball. As a quarterback, with those weapons, with that offensive line, how excited are you about coming in with a chance to do something really special in Joe Moorhead's offense in Eugene?
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm nothing but excited and happy for all my guys that are in this with me. You know, we've got, like you said, we've got potentially the best class in the nation. I feel like we already do have the best class in the nation, and we're not even done yet, not even close to being done. So I'm very excited, very happy to come in and, you know, do my job, play my role, and hopefully, you know, bring home some hardware for the Oregon fans, for the Oregon school. So,
two of the top seven tight ends in the country, Maliki Matavau and Terrence Ferguson. You've already got two wide receivers, Under Armour All-American Kyron Ware-Hudson and five-star receiver Troy Franklin. About an hour ago, Xavier Worthy announced that he's ready to make his decision official on July 10th. He will be announcing. And you're also still in the mix for Dante Thornton, a Maryland receiver who is one of the top five or six receivers in the country, according to 24/7 Sports. What are you doing personally to ensure that maybe it's Xavier, maybe it's Dante, maybe it's somebody else joins this group and adds? Because you say we're not done. What are you doing to make sure the future of Oregon is bright on the recruiting trail?
The thing I'm really most responsible for is building relationships with these guys. I feel like I'm fairly close with Dante and Xavier both. We talk regularly. I actually talked to Xavier today. they're both really good guys, and I feel like it's kind of my job to build a relationship and tell them, hey, you know, this is what Oregon's all about, not even from the coach's perspective, but from a recruit, from a commit perspective. You know, this is what it's all about, and this is what you're getting in a school like Oregon. So it's really just my job to be crystal clear with them and, you know, try to get them on board as honestly and truthfully as I can.
Where do you go from here? You don't know whether there's going to be a high school football season, it's particularly, I guess, in the state of Arizona where things have been hit pretty hard. You're coming off an Elite 11 performance. And then, you know, for guys, sometimes there's, okay, now get ready for the season. That's up in the air. And then you've got college football 6 to 8 months away, but you're already decided you're going to Oregon. What do you do with the next few months to progress as a student athlete?
First of all, I've got to take care of my class to get my chicken in that standpoint. I've got to get through school so I can graduate early and get through the summer school right now and graduate early. But, you know, and during that time, I've got to make sure, you know, if at all possible we get a season, I've got to ball out and, you know, hopefully bring home another state championship for Mesquite. You know, but if the season doesn't happen, which is, you know, somewhat likely in the state of Arizona, it's just my job to stay on top of myself, keep working hard how I have been, keep showing people who I am and how special I can be, and, you know, just be ready for January when I enroll in Oregon.
In some states, they're talking about the possibility, and they've talked about it a little bit in Oregon, about flipping fall and spring sports, because spring sports are often more non-contact sports. If that were to happen with a state title potentially on the line for your high school, if Arizona were to flip football season to the spring, again, it's just something that's being floated out, would that change your plans as far as graduating early? Would you want to stay to try to win another state title, or are you kind of looking more further ahead than that?
That's something I haven't really decided yet. I feel like there's something to be said in staying and winning a state championship, but I've already kind of planned on and made my decision to graduate early. But, you know, if something like that does happen, that is something that could affect my decision. So that's still kind of up in the air as well as the decision to flip the spring and fall sports, like you said.
Ty Thompson, the Oregon Duck commit, the people's champ of the Elite 11. Thank you very much for joining the show. We really appreciate you, man.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.